AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The warrant has been unsealed that authorized the FBI to search former President Donald Trump's Florida estate. It says the FBI recovered several documents that were labeled as top secret. A property receipt obtained by news outlet shows FBI agents took 11 sets of classified records from the estate during a search Monday. The court records did not provide specific details about the documents or what information they might contain. This is George Washington University law professor Stephen Salzberg.
There is absolutely no reason for a former president or any other former official to have classified information in their personal possession. We prosecute people and have in the past for taking classified information for themselves.
In a statement, Donald Trump claimed the documents seized by agents at his Florida club were all declassified and argued he would have turned over the documents to the Justice Department if asked. To obtain a search warrant, federal authorities must prove to a judge probable cause exists to believe that a crime was committed. Salman Rushdie, the author whose writing drew death threats from Iran's leader in the 1980s, was attacked and apparently stabbed in the neck. It happened as Rushdie was about to give a lecture in Western New York. Dr. Martin Haskell, a physician who was among those who rushed to help, described Rushdie's wounds as serious but recoverable. The AP's Joshua Goodman was at the lecture.
Many of whom are here to, you know, contemplate the problems of the world, not to see them up close. And eventually the amphitheater was evacuated. It's now a crime scene.
Rushdie's 1988 novel, The Satanic Verses, was viewed as blasphemous by many Muslims. The virus that causes polio has been found in New York City's wastewater, and another sign that the disease, which hadn't been seen in the U.S. in a decade, is quietly spreading among unvaccinated people. Stocks are higher at the close. This is AP News. Firefighters from across Europe are fighting wildfires in France.
Firefighters tackle the wildfire in the Gironde region, and neighboring Lens that has burned around 30 square miles since Tuesday and led to the evacuation of at least 10,000 people. A firefighting plane in action in these images seen from a helicopter. The firefighters' brigade says the spread of the forest fire was limited overnight due to little wind, but conditions for containing the blaze remain unfavourable due to the hot, dry weather. France this week is in its fourth heat wave of the year as it faces what the government describes as the country's worst drought on record. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The nation's largest consumer electronics chain, Best Buy, says it's trimming jobs in an effort to adjust to new changes in consumer behavior as the coronavirus wanes. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.